Yeah, it's significant space enough for what we've created. It's a 5-bay shed, really, with 2 bays of it dedicated as a bee-proof sort of comb storage, super storage area.
How long's it been on the drawing board, Julian?
Oh, it's been wished for a very, very long time. But finally it's come. So having and getting to a position of which we've needed for many years to get all of our operations on a single site. So quite a lot more efficient, and also having dedicated beekeeping, particularly at the scale that we've got to. It's a logistics business as much as anything else. Because of the amount of equipment and inventory, it's made of wood, so it all has a life. And in here, with this room, we have about 8,000 boxes.
We're talking super Zen brood boxes?
Yes, 400 or 500 brood boxes as well. Each of these has 9 or 10 frames in it, so...
Do the maths.
Yes, it's getting on for 100,000 combs in here, so it's a huge asset. Years and years of bee and human energy and investment to get it built, so it's incredibly valuable. So having a dedicated workshop for constructing, building the beekeeping equipment we need.
And a huge amount of building going on. Some would be routine maintenance, but you're expanding. How fast?
Well, because the winter's been quite intense, most intense one we've had for quite a while, and we had a poor autumn, we would have liked to have expanded more, but the bees have got to live all the winter. They were undernourished at the outset, so they died very early on. So we're starting from a low base, I guess. So we were preparing in the terms of equipment to increase by probably another 15% in hive numbers. But whether that's achievable now, it's time will tell. Spring's getting underway. We have issues.
And this growth, is the demand for honey principally, or is it the growth in the pollination services?
Both, really. I mean, the honey one is... After years of establishing a brand and developing the business, and it's been a 20-year process now, certainly just in the last year or so, finally the Chinese economic growth has been phenomenal for us. And that's showing no signs of abatement. We could sell everything we could produce. And we've had a couple of pretty average seasons, so with a brand and exporting a branded product, we obviously don't want to be running out of stock, but we've been going real hand to mouth for the last couple of years, so we have increased the honey production because that's where our main revenue is coming from. But there's a real need for the second part string to our bow, and where demand is being consistent is for pollination in huge, like up to 100% with the groups of hives that we specially run. So we end up with two different distinct business models or operational models.
That overlap or clash?
That clash more than they overlap, really. So it's a division now of establishing a separate management system. We're seeing growth in the cherry industry and lots more talked about, as well as the blueberry industry is growing dramatically. And of course, in our area, we have clover seed, which is one of the more beneficial ones for us. But most particularly, it's carrot seed, canola. It's been a huge growth in just about all of them.
So why then do I hear that some long-time beekeepers are moving away from pollination?
Because of the spray damage. But we have a moral obligation to some of our farming community around where we keep our hives for our off-season for honey production, who are now developing their enterprises and using and planting these sorts of crops. So we have a moral obligation to those people to try and meet their needs, and if nothing else, to preserve our own access to their properties. So
is that reciprocated, though? Do you have that sense of this moral obligation from the spray contractors and other people operating, agronomists and farmers themselves?
No, that's the biggest problem. The risk, and we find our beekeepers, I know of a number who have abandoned pollination because they're just so sick of having hives severely reduced or eliminated altogether by spray. I mean, it has been an issue for such a long time, but because of this increased demand now for bee pollination, but there's been no real growth in the industry to meet those requirements and issues that I referred to earlier. And as I currently see it, we can't cope with the increase without changing our businesses entirely. So, you know, there's some real issues.